Well, Steve, it's been a very, very eventful 7 days at Aston Villa. Can you just outline for me why people have left and why people have joined?
Well, hopefully you've seen what we've been doing at Aston Villa. We have built a new board. We've brought on board Mervyn King, who's a lifelong fan, over 50 years, steeped in Villa history, understands the culture of the organisation. David Bernstein, whose name is up there as one of the football greats, certainly in the on the management side, with his 10 years at Manchester City and latterly the FA, where he was chairman. So what we now have in place is a board being advised by Brian Little that actually, I hope everyone can see, is in a good position to make much better decisions, much more informed decisions, that hopefully will see this club come back to where it should be.
And you've said that this is all part of the review process. When did it become apparent that Henrik and Tom maybe were no longer part of the plans?
We got to a position a few weeks ago where it was quite clear we needed to look at the model that the club operates within. And the model is changing so that we put much more emphasis in building football, I call it football gravitas, on the football side. So football people who have great networks in the football industry, who can then use their breadth of knowledge, expertise, networks to actually work with the board to make the changes that need to be made. And what became apparent to both Henrik and Tom was that model wasn't the model that they were operating in. And we agreed under those circumstances it was appropriate they stepped down. And, you know, that decision was taken.
In terms of the specific roles, what's David Bernstein here for and what's Brian Little here for?
Well, they are working very much with the Bodymore Heath team, looking at how we actually build a strong footballing culture and what we need to be putting in place around the specifics on squads and all the things that you need to run a successful side in a football club.
How will it work in terms of dealing with Remy or the football manager?
Well, Remy's an important part of that team, and the relationships are working really well. Really pleased on how they're all getting on. It's work in progress, so, you know, don't ask me any questions about, you know, what might happen and what not happen, because I'm not going to tell you. Let them do their work. They're doing it very diligently, and when the time's right, we'll certainly, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, and then also, because there's been a lot of changes, there's also a lot of speculation about Remy, and nine times out of ten when a new board comes in, there are questions about the manager. So from your perspective, is Remy Gard the man for the future?
Just look at Remy's track record. Remy is one of the top managers in Europe. And I'm not going to give any speculation because Remy is working very hard with David, Mervyn, Brian and the team. Let's just see how their work goes and all will become clear as the results of that work emerge.
Is there a time scale on that? I mean, is everything going to be sorted by the summer? What?
It's got to be sorted by the summer. So, yes. And again, I don't want to labour the point, but I don't want to make knee-jerk decisions. These are really, really important decisions that are being made, and we need to spend the time and do it really diligently so that hopefully we don't repeat some of the mistakes that have been made in previous seasons.
You see, your view then that Villa are where they are because they had wrong people in the wrong places?
The one thing that struck me about football clubs, the successful ones have stability and they have continuity in the senior positions. And if you look at Aston Villa, having, what is it, 5 managers in 5 seasons isn't a picture that's going to actually deliver stability. So what we need to look at is how we actually put that model in place where whatever the leadership team is coming forward, whether they still want me as chairman, you know, I keep saying, you know, no one individual is bigger than the club in this place, and that includes me. So whatever that team is, we need that stability to actually take this great club forward.
And one of the other things that's become an issue, maybe more recently, is the apparent growing gap between the fans and the club. There seems to be a lot of discord around the place. Is there anything that you can do or that would help that situation?
Most definitely. Because I think the other thing that has really struck me is that good football clubs are really community assets. You know, they are a huge part of the community, and I think we've got to do a lot more. It's one of my learnings, certainly, and hopefully you're seeing we're going to reach out much more. We need to do a lot more, and I take the point.
Just clarifying, if I may, about Remy Gard. Has he got to prove himself to David, you know, really to keep his job here?
again, I don't want to comment too much because it's not my side of the business. You know, I've been very open that I'm not a football person, which is why hopefully you can say I've brought in some of the best football talent to work on the board so that we can address that. And all I would say is when I've met Remy, I'm just hugely impressed with his knowledge of football. And likewise, I try and impress him with my money knowledge, but that only goes so far.
Spending it's what is interesting, but nevertheless. You know, there seems a reluctance around Aston Villa, and probably understandable from the playing side, but there seems a reluctance to accept that the club is more than likely going to be relegated. You know, surely if you're planning, you should be planning for the Championship and not planning for what might not happen.
Yeah, hang on, there's two things going on. I think you wouldn't want the playing side of the organisation saying, right, we're going down, let's get ready for that. That's not on. But on the business side, we are scenario planning for whichever division we're in next year. And we have plans so that whatever division that is, we're going to be in a very strong position.
You won't be, obviously, you know, I've noticed the changes. And David Bernstein, great track record. Brian Little, a fan's favourite. One can understand all that. But the true, you know, strength of Aston Villa will be what happens on the football field.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where I say that work is going on at the moment. I'm not going to preempt by saying anything now. When David, Mervyn, Brian have done their work, we will be very open about it and we'll share with you the results of that work.
Their report to you, would that be about what's needed on the football field? Would it be a complete overhaul of an appraisal of what's gone on at Aston Villa?
I've just said I'm not going to preempt. It's going to be a report to the board, and we look forward to the discussion that we'll be having over the coming weeks.
Do you envisage further changes? You know, we've seen Tom Fox leave and Mr. Armstead. Do you foresee any other changes quickly?
Well, I'm very clear with everybody that there genuinely is no stone unturned as we do this review, and everyone is making a conscious decision on the ambition that they can see the board is driving that we need to now live up to. So there'll be a lot of personal choice going on, I'm sure.
Is this a tougher job than you expected?
It is, actually. Yeah, I said when I first came in, somebody asked me that question and said, is this the toughest job you've ever had? And I looked at it and I thought, it's not really. No, but it is tough. There's so many different stakeholders. And the thing that has really captured me is the sheer passion from the supporters. And part of it is heartwarming, part of it is frightening at times, you know, but you just got to take your hat off to it. It's amazing.
You're a very well renowned businessman, and this is a business, but like no other business, I'm sure.
I just echo that. There's nothing more I could say. I just echo that.